You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. We're excited today because we have Daquan on with us, and he is part of Rob's team. And I'm really excited about this because he actually isn't originally from Beaufort, so we get to get his perspective of what it was like moving there. Welcome, Daquan.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited. And I'm glad to meet you, Natasha.
I'm really excited to finally get to meet you, too. We've been emailing back and forth for a little while, but now we actually get to hear each other, not quite face-to-face, but, you know, over the phone.
Yes, it's definitely the closest we can get, so.
I'm still planning on making my way out there, though, so when I make it, I'll get to meet you then, too.
Yes, definitely excited.
Agreed. So why don't you just tell us all a little bit about yourself and your title and position and how you got there and everything.
So like you said, I'm Daquan Mickens. I'm the communications coordinator here at the Visitor Center. I'm originally from upstate South Carolina, Spartanburg, South Carolina, to be exact. Originally, before I moved to Spartanburg, I was from Brooklyn, New York. So it's definitely a long drive down here.
But I was like, that's a little bit of a jump.
Yes, it's a huge jump trying to get acquainted to the South and getting adjusted. But I feel like I'm a Southern kid at heart. I went to school, I grew up, went to high school in the upstate, went to Dorman High School. Once I graduated Dorman, I went to Lander University. I majored in mass communications, actually had a radio show at Lander University. It was a sports radio show.
So that's really cool.
Yeah. So just a little bit experience of talking. It's different than a podcast, but definitely, some experience. And, I've recently moved here a year ago, so I'm still kind of getting my feet wet, kind of figuring out where I'm going. Occasionally I get lost still leaving work and heading home. If I'd make the wrong turn, I'll definitely get lost, but I'm definitely
adjusting. Just take the scenic drive.
Yes. So, but with a place like Beaufort, it's definitely worth getting lost in.
Right. That's, like I said, scenic drive. It's perfect.
Yes.
You get to learn a little bit more every time you get lost.
Yes. But I'm excited to be in Beaufort. It's definitely in the next chapter of me and my wife's lives. And we're excited to be here.
Yeah. I'm really happy to have you on the team. And I know I'm sure Rob really appreciates having you as well. So what brought you to Beaufort in the first place?
My wife's job, she was offered a position at the hospital here as a nurse. And when we first came here, we didn't know anything about Beaufort. Neither of us have been to Beaufort. So we both decided, hey, let's take a weekend trip while you have your interview. Well, after the interview, we can just, relax, kind of fill it out, see what we think about it, and we'll go from there. And from that moment on, we definitely have been hooked to Beaufort, and it's been the best choice that we could have made.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Yes.
And it sounds like you both have really good jobs there and are doing well.
Yes, we're excited for this. Starting after school, it's always a little bit scary when you graduate and don't know where you're going to go. So we've had a handful of picks and choices of where we wanted to go. And originally, Beaufort wasn't even on the list, but about having a plan, it never works out exactly how you think it would.
Oh, right. Never does.
No.
But it sounds like you're doing really well and it turned out for the best. So that's great.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited where we're heading and where I'm heading in this position. I'm excited to be a part of the team.
Yeah. So you said that you had never really heard of Beaufort before. How did you, your wife find the position, or was it just, did they reach out to her? How did you kind of find your way here?
Well, she applied to a number of jobs, and, Beaufort was one of the ones to call her back, being a new grad out of college of nursing. She was actually still in school when they called her.
So,
dang. Yeah, so we came down, had the interview, she aced the interview, and from there on, she's been in love with Beaufort in the hospital, and me and her were deciding on where we should go, and we thought this was the best opportunity for her in nursing and getting a good start at a smaller hospital instead of going into a large hospital where numbers were overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So here at Beaufort with the hospital, we thought, I could find a job with mass communications almost not as easily as she could do with nursing, But
there's kind of a demand for nursing right now.
Yeah. In nursing, you can almost get a job anywhere you go. But with mass communications, you know, it normally migrates towards larger cities, larger destinations. But, you know, I never really thought I would be like doing destination traveling or visitors. So it's definitely a change of what I thought I would be doing, but it's actually perfect for the destination where we decided to come.
I totally feel that. I never thought that I would be working in destination marketing either. And while I'm at an agency, like, we specialize in tourism, and, you know, that's not where I thought I'd end up either. But it's funny how life just kind of falls into place for what you need, right?
Yeah, it is. It is funny how everything just, and it always just works out to just where you need it to be. And it fits all in plan.
Right. So you said you were up in the upper part of South Carolina first. What's the biggest difference between being up there versus now being in Beaufort for you?
I think the biggest difference from the northern part of the state is I was near the mountains, so it's a whole lot colder up north than it is down here. You know, like I said, I was originally from New York. I rarely go back because of the cold. So being down here in the further part of the south, you would be surprised how much of a difference the top of South Carolina and the bottom of South Carolina, the difference of temperatures could be. I would go back home wearing the exact same thing I'm wearing in Beaufort, and I would be freezing when I went back. I would need a jacket or something because it's just that much of a difference.
That's pretty drastic.
Yeah, it was a big surprise. I thought, you know, most of the state stays between the same temperature, but you would be surprised how different 5 to 6 degrees can feel.
It definitely makes a difference. I do know that for sure. We have a lot of mountains around where I am. And if we go up in the mountains, the temperature difference of just like going up hiking versus being in the valley, it's insane. So I understand.
Yeah. And that's another thing I like about, you know, being in the low country. It definitely has a different feel to it. It's a lot slower, more relaxed. It's a slower pace, but it took a little adjusting. The north is a little bit busier. There's a lot more people up north, but okay. I definitely like it down here.
That's good. Sometimes it's nice to have a change of pace. Yeah. But I can imagine, like, especially coming from New York first and then going to the top of the upper part of the state and then coming to Beaufort. That's like quite the transition.
Yes. I'm still waiting to try to take my wife up to New York. She's fighting it as of right now. She doesn't want to go because she's been a country grown and raised her whole life. So I'm definitely excited to give her that culture shock of what New York is.
You definitely have to record that. Like just her getting off of the airplane and like going out into the city
and seeing just how busy it is compared to like where she's grown up.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's quite the culture shock. Do you still have family back in New York?
Yes, we do. We go back. I try to go back every other summer. So every 2 years, I try to go back and visit some family. But haven't been recently. The last time I went, I would say it's been about 2 years. And with everything that's happening right now, it's kind of pushing back the travel plans for everyone. But I'm it'll get done.
No, that'll be cool. How long have you guys been married?
We've been married 2 years. We got married May 2018, so we just hit our two-year mark in May. So we're excited.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on your 2 year mark.
Yes, we're excited. We got married in college. I would not recommend that to anybody else. It was our senior year and we got married and then started to have everything else fall in place once we, you know, graduated. We just figured getting married in college, since we knew we were going to be together, a lot of people tend to go separate ways after college.
Right.
Because of job opportunities. But we wanted to make it like a package deal almost.
I love that. That's so sweet.
Yes.
I'm happy you guys are able to make it work out. And in such a great location too. Like, my heart's just so happy for you guys.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So does Beaufort feel like home yet? Or do you feel like you're still kind of adjusting to it now that you've been there for a little bit?
For me, it took me a little while to adjust because For me, I always imagine going up north, like being more northern than Beaufort, a little bit more fast paced, a little city living. Even from high school, that was always my thought process was, oh, I'm going to live near a city, because my major also would, I always wanted to do best job opportunities. So I felt, oh, I'm going into mass communications, I'm going to go to the city where the better job offers are.
Right.
But, you know, once my wife got the offer to come to Beaufort, that's when it hit me like, okay, you know, let me go down here. Let me see what opportunities are down here and see what I can make out of it. And ever since coming to Beaufort and visiting, it's been a dream come true. It's definitely been home to, for me. It feels like a vacation every time I step out of my door. It's really like I said, the warm weather definitely helps.
Oh yeah.
But it just feels like paradise to me. It's quiet, relaxing, you know, have a beach in the backyard where we can always just go down to Hunting Island. And it's just pretty cool to tell everyone that I live on an island. Most people can't really say that. So
that's very true.
So I
definitely can't.
Yeah. It's definitely worth moving to.
That's awesome. I love that. Like, to go on vacation, all you guys need to do is take a little day trip down to the beach or just anywhere in that area. There's so many cool things to do. So what have been some of your favorite experiences while you've been there?
My favorite experiences so far has been, we live right behind the Spanish Moss Trail. You've probably heard of it. Yeah. And it's a huge attraction here, and it's literally in walking distance from our house. So that was one of our biggest things when we first moved here. We had the trail, we can get on, ride our bikes, run on the trail. That was pretty exciting to be able to do that and live so close to one of the main attractions here in Beaufort.
That is so nice that it's like right there.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know, it's actually like really, it's paved out. It's really smooth. A lot of people think of a trail, they think, oh, you're hiking, you're, you know, walking on dirt and sticks. Not with this trail. It's one of the best trails I've ever been on. And I came from, you know, upstate South Carolina near the Blue Ridge Parkway and the mountains up there and the different types of trails that they have. So it's definitely one of the nicer trails I've ever been on.
That's really nice. That was a nice plug for the Spanish Moss Trail.
Yes.
Like, definitely worth visiting when you go there.
Yes. If you're ever in town, that is one of the things you would want to do. And along with that, you know, just in taking in the culture of Beaufort, the fishing. I know fishing is a huge part of being on the coast. I grew up fishing and kind of got away from it in middle and high school, but definitely want to get back to that since I live down here on the coast and want to learn more about fishing and the types of fish you catch and, you know, catching crab and stuff like that. The different aspects of coastal living and fishing. That's what I want to learn. So
yeah, I definitely think you have no excuse now that you're down there to get back into it.
Yeah, I can definitely, you know, just as a relaxing thing, next stop would be a boat to actually get out on the water. But as of right now, just going down to Hunting Island and fishing off the sand or going to a pier and fishing, that's definitely the goal for right now.
It's a good goal. You got to start small and build up to it.
Yeah. Just relax on my off days, something that will, you know, get me kind of back into it and slowly do research.
Right. Exactly. I know you guys have very different fishing options there. We have like lakes and rivers that you can fish in, but it's like trout and stuff. And you guys have your crabs. You have so many other things that it's kind of crazy how many different types of fishing there are.
Like. Yeah. That, and with fishing comes the food you get from fishing. So the eating and frying different types of fish. I've seen people fry shark, like you have shark bites. So that's part of the coastal living style of living on the coast, the different types of food and fish you catch. Before I moved, one of my friends said, if you ever get the chance, try swordfish. It's one of the best fish you'll ever eat. So I would definitely, I'm still trying to, you know, migrate and figure out which restaurants I want to try and taste, different taste tests. So
there you go.
Different types of fish. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
Really exciting, actually.
Yeah. And for me, I'm a bigger guy, and that's one thing I can do is eat. I love to eat.
I fully support eating. I am a small human, but I still can consume quite a bit of food. And I do love very well, like cooked and prepared fish. I love all kinds. And every time Rob has ever like talked about any of the different like recipes on there, by the time the episode is over and we're done recording, I'm like, I'm starving. It doesn't matter if I ate before, like I want it.
Yes. And I've listened to some of the podcasts. I listen back to them, and yeah, he really goes in on some of those recipes and the different types of food that's on the coast.
Right. Like you get him going and he'll just tell you everything there is to try and like everything you need to do for it. It's amazing.
Yes.
So while you're here in Beaufort, what do you hope you can get out of it? Like while you're working here and just living here?
One of the things I'm hoping that I can get out of Beaufort is, you know, me and my wife recently bought a house. So we're excited about that next step in our life. And we're hoping, you know, for the long term, Beaufort is our home.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're excited and we're looking to start a family here. That's one of the questions we asked ourselves when we got here was, can we see ourselves, you know, raising a family here, taking the kids to Honey Island, taking them to the beach, taking them to school. And that's one thing we felt comfortable with our kids being in, even though we don't have kids yet. But
right.
We felt comfortable and we felt like this was a great place to raise kids. And we felt we could call it home and our kids could call it home here. So that was a huge step. That was a huge thing for us. And that's why what I would want to get out of Beaufort, and I believe we can get out of Beaufort, and we're looking forward to the future and long term.
Oh yeah. I love that. Like I definitely feel like it's one of those places that you go once and then you feel like a part of you was always just going to be there. Like you leave a part of your heart there. So I love that you guys are going to like actually stay there for a while and just really embrace living there and having that intercoastal lifestyle, as Rob always calls it.
Yeah.
It's a great place, and it's honestly sounds like the ideal place to like raise a family and to just kind of grow and like really spread some roots there. So,
and coming into Beaufort, I did some research and it online, it says, you know, it's a great place to retire. So I assume mostly retired people live here. It was a lot older, but it was a lot different than I expected getting here. It's a lot of families with the military, with the Marine base here. It's definitely a lot of families in and out. So it's a lot more people closer to my age. I'm 25. So there's a lot of different types of people, and you know, everyone's welcoming. Everybody welcomes you as their own and, you know, embrace you. Even if you haven't even been here long, you feel like you've been here 5 to 10 years, like Rob says. It feels like it's definitely a family environment in the community of Beaufort.
Which is so great. But also on the retirement comment, you can just stay there till you retire.
Yeah.
Like, already set.
Yeah, it's definitely already set up for you to live out your whole life here and be good to go.
Right. Sometimes it's nice to just have those roots there. So what are you hoping to give back to Beaufort while you're here?
One thing I want to make sure is that Beaufort doesn't lose its charm that won me and my wife over. I want to continue to win people over, whether it's in tourism and people visiting or people coming to move in the city of Beaufort. I want to make sure everyone gets the same memories that I have already gotten in my 1 year here. So I want to continue making memories here, and I want to continue to make sure Beaufort is a destination where everyone else chooses to go to make memories and not, you know, choose to go and think of it like I thought of it as a retirement place. Even though it's a great retirement place, it's still a great place for families to come visit. It's a great place for, you know, to settle down if you wanted to settle down. And there's just a lot of opportunities here in Beaufort. Unlike the other cities in the Southeast, and I'm not trying to down talk any other of the areas, but where Beaufort is located, you're able to go to the state's capital, Columbia, in a driving distance. You're able to go to Charleston. You're able to go to Savannah and Hilton Head. It's all within driving range. And then you also get the benefits out of what Beaufort has itself. So I feel like it's the perfect destination to enjoy different outreaches of the local area or the surrounding area.
Right. Like, it might be a retirement place, but it's also so much more than that. And that's what you've really learned. And I've learned so much about it just doing this podcast and having these conversations with like you and Rob and Victoria. And I've fallen in love with Beaufort. I haven't even been there yet. Like, I'm so in love with this destination. Like, I've already sold my family on like, we've got to go visit. Everyone I talk to, I'm like, you know what's a great place to go visit? Beaufort, South Carolina. Like, yes. I'm so sold on it, and I haven't even been there because I just love everything that it's about and the community there. And I love listening to like you and your experience of moving there, and like Rob having been there for a while, like, and being established how much he loves it and the history aspect, and like talking to Victoria, like, it's truly incredible, like how much passion you guys have for this destination. Yeah. And like how it bleeds through. So,
yeah. Beaufort has something for everybody, no matter what, if you're a history buff, you're there to be a beach bum, or you want to be outside, or there's inside activities, there's something for everyone here at Beaufort. And that's one thing I like with my family living so far away in the northern part of South Carolina. It's like a vacation every time they come to visit. So it's a good reason for everybody to want to come to visit.
Oh, definitely. Well, it has been so fun getting to talk to you, Daquan, and like actually getting to interact beyond emails with you.
Yes, it was great to meet you.
Yeah, I absolutely love this conversation. I think that this has been a great episode and has really shed some more insight into what it's like living in Beaufort and why it's a fantastic place to visit and or live. So thank you so much for being on here with us again. Or not again, for the first time. Rob would be again.
Yes. Thank you for having me. I'm definitely glad I was able to come on and share my experience with the listeners and with you. And I'm excited for the future of being in Beaufort and the future of Beaufort and what Beaufort will become.
Me too. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in to this episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. Don't forget to leave a review, like, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai and produced by the Relic team.